morning. And God be praised and be glorified in his house. And I bring greetings to Pastor Trey and Shannon and Levi in particular to thank you guys for having us here to share with your pulpit. Thank you for your love and your compassion for us and for the mission and for the ministry. Our prayer is that God will just refresh and replenish, bless you beyond the normal. May God be your portion and may God continue to influence your life to touch multitudes all across the globe. Thank you for having us. And I also want to express my thanks to the body of Christ here in High Point. You're all been in our prayers and we know that you love us and support us and pray for us. And I pray that heaven will not withhold anything that is due to you. Every blessing you will experience in your life. Thank you for being such a great participant in the kingdom business. Your sacrifice and your seed has been touching lives all across India and Sri Lanka. There's a new mission field that is opened in Sri Lanka. God is working in each individual in the background. We may not see it all at one point, but God's work is going on in the background, and they send greetings to this church as well. And I want to express my thanks to Patrick and Velvet for being such a wonderful, wonderful mission networking partners in God's kingdom. And thank you, Patrick and Velvet, in a special way that we want to honor you for being God's agent. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 82 verse 1 says, our great God presides over the congregation of the mighty. Wherever I go, I carry this phrase, our God presides over his congregation. And therefore, we have no choice but to meet with him. And I again say it, if you come to my house, you'll see me. If you go to Pastor Trey's house, you'll see Pastor Trey. If you come to God's house, you see God, nobody else. And that should be our motto of coming together to his house. We are here to see him. We are here to exalt him. We are here to hear from him. And therefore, it gives me such a joy and privilege to worship God in the beauty of his holiness with these wonderful people here. It's been a long time. It's been a very, very long time. I don't know. Some of you may remember me. Some of you may not remember. I am Jay Raj, a donkey loose to carry Jesus. Loose to carry Jesus. And it's because of Jesus that we enjoy such a great warmth and blessings and love and hospitality and freedom. This morning, I know God has prepared our hearts to hear from him. We've been praying for this event, for this day. Lord, you have to plow and till the soil. He is a great gardener. He is the master gardener. And he sends his word and his seed so that it can germinate and the Spirit of God can water it, cause it to grow. This morning, as I was sitting there and pondering, the Spirit of God gave me a verse for this church this morning. That is from Isaiah 44. This is the word that was kept pounding in my heart, and I will speak it as thus saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. There has been a voice echoing to speak this word over this church. The Lord says, I will pour my spirit and my water upon the thirsty. If you are thirsty, you will receive your portion. If you're not thirsty, probably you may have to wait until you get thirsty. The Bible clearly says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst. This morning we come to his presence with such expectation, with such hunger and such thirst, that God would refresh us and renew us. Turn with me, if you will, this morning to the book of Exodus chapter 1. Book of Exodus chapter 1, verses 6 to 12. Book of Exodus for this morning sermon and the meditation, chapter 1, verses 6 2:12. Now Joseph and all his brothers and all the generation died. But the Israelites were faithful and fruitful and multiplied greatly and became exceedingly numerous, so that the land was filled with them. Then a new king, who did not know about Joseph, came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, "The Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country." So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built Pithom and Ramesses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites. May the Lord bless this word to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bow in your presence this morning that you'll break this word, break this bread, and feed us, Lord. That my life and our life would never be the same again. Lord, do it your way, God. No flesh shall boast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory this morning. He is in our midst to minister to each one of us. He knows it all. Sometimes when you get ill, we go to doctor. I don't know about here, but in the United Kingdom, it is very common. They will tell you to take paracetamol or a painkiller before you can go and see the doctor. No matter what complication you have, the first thing they will say, take paracetamol. But my God is a master physician. He knows everybody's need. He's not going to prescribe just paracetamol or just a normal tablet for fever. I don't know what you use paracetamol as a, but say it again. Aspirin. Okay, so that is, you can change it from paracetamol to aspirin. But Jesus is not the one who's going to dispense aspirin for everybody. He knows what you and I need, and he's going to tailor make to our situation this morning. Our life would never be the same again, because we have come to meet not Jay Raj, not Pastor Trey. We have come to meet with our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus is his name. Here in the book of Exodus, the story is very familiar to us. We have read it many times, meditated upon it many times, heard sermons and teaching upon it many times. But this morning, God has a different twist. It is only the newspaper that you read. Nothing makes sense. 10-year-old newspaper, 5-year-old newspaper, you read it today, it is the same message, same information. You can't add anything to that. You can't take anything out of it. But if you read the Word of God, every day it is new. Why? Because it is alive and active. Hallelujah. And therefore, even though you know the scripture, but this morning, God is cooking something for us. Amen? And we're going to eat and take part in this holy word of God. The children of Israel were in Egypt. They went just for a short period of time, 70 of them in all, because where they were, there was a famine. And that famine led them to embrace something new, accept something new, and move to this new territory. And the place, Egypt, became very attractive to them, and they stayed there. How many years do you know? It was 430 years. They only went for a short time, but they lived an historical life of 430 years, not as people with freedom. But as we read here, there came a time in their life they were enslaved. They were broken down. They were beaten. They were oppressed. They were depressed. All that freedom that they had, they enjoyed for such a long time. There came a time in their life they were no longer able to do what they wanted to do. They were no longer able to excel, experience, and exhibit what God has blessed them and kept them and doing in their life. Here the Bible says, there was a new king who showed up. He came with one agenda. He came with one intention, with one vision, to oppress the children of God. This morning my prayer is this: every agent of oppression in your life, in my life, in the ministry, in your family, be exposed and be expelled and be defeated in the name of Jesus. His strategies, God will confuse it so that you keep on growing. He will try to stifle your experience in the things of God, but he will be confused to see that you are having your breakthroughs. You are having your freedom. You are having your liberty. You are having your healing. You are having your business success. You are having spiritual nourishment. You are continuing to grow in the things of God. In the wilderness, in the bondage, under the oppressing power of the slave masters, God is still working in the background. Oh, praise be to God. I don't know about your situation. I come from India, originally born, and been a missionary in the United Kingdom for a long time. Every time I go back to India, hoping there is freedom, there is freedom, there is freedom. Every demonic forces have been unleashed to stifle and to suffocate and to intimidate and to remove the work of God. You know what? The media is wrong. The stories are wrong. The testimony of the false agents are wrong. God is still saving people in India. God is still adding men and women to his body. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The churches are breaking out everywhere. You may stop a home church, but there's another church coming up legally. Now we see, like never before, the mega church mentality in Indian soil. We never experienced, we never saw, we never thought it would happen. One of the big churches that houses 350,000 people on a Sunday with 7 different worship services. Can you imagine that kind of breakthrough? Here we read in the book of Exodus, the more they oppressed, the more they increased. Throughout the history of humanity, throughout the history of the church, kings and kingdoms have passed away. But the name of the Lord is being still proclaimed. They tried to destroy the word of God, and therefore they had to hide it in some place, and some caves and some bushes. Jesus said, heaven will pass away, the earth will pass away, my word will not. And we still got the Bible in many, 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 many different translations. What the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around for good. In your life, in my life, many are the oppressions of the enemy. We may all smile, we may all look good, but deep inside there's a cry. Deep inside there is a palpitation. Deep inside there is a question. Deep inside there's a deliberation. Lord, when? When, Lord, when? How, Lord, how? Why me, Lord? God is here this morning hour just to give us that exposure and explosion by the power of his love. The spirit of opposition constantly tried to intimidate the move of God. The spirit of opposition constantly tried to undermine what God was doing. The threat of you being alive is bigger to the demonic forces, you know. And therefore, he is prowling like a roaring lion, trying to devour anyone he could get his hands on. The worship team led such an amazing worship atmosphere this morning. Many churches, many Christian ministries suffer and struggle. They don't have a worship team because they're always on the attack from the demonic forces. Why do I say in specifically to the worship leaders and worship people? Because you have taken somebody's place. You have taken somebody's place. And therefore he's not happy about it. He would not want God to be worshipped. He would not want God to be glorified and exalted. He is trying to steal and to rob and to take it away from our life But God has redeemed us to worship Him. In the midst of limitation, He is causing us to grow and explore and exhibit and experience. You remember in the church of Jerusalem, when the revival broke out on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were added to the church, to the kingdom of God. 4,000 were added to the kingdom of God. From 12, how do you comprehend? From 12 to 3,000. From 12 to 4,000. It never stopped. The acts of the Holy Spirit never stopped. Until the Lord shall return, He will continue to engineer us and influence us, empower us, that in the midst of all limitation or oppression, we may thrive and grow and set the captives free, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim the year of God's favor, display the agape love of God in whatever area you can. The church began to thrive. How they would have housed 3,000 people? Did you ever wonder? We can't accommodate, we can't deal with 10 people in a small church. You can't deal with 100 people in a small or medium-sized church. But they were all with one accord. And their cry was, we are limited in our experience and in our exposure. What must we do to be saved? The only answer was believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's all. And they believed, and they were born again. They experienced a supernatural deliverance. They carried that momentum, that flame of fire, that vision, that experience to wherever they were situated, and the work of God began to spread. There are 14 different nationals were there present on the day of Pentecost. All of them took the emblem of the Holy Spirit. There, the Roman Empire trying to control, trying to stop, trying to limit, trying to put an end to the ministry of the Word of God, ministry of Jesus Christ. But everybody comes to the city of Jerusalem and they receive divine impartation and they take it to their nation. The more you try to oppress, the more they grew. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. No matter what the enemy throws at you every moment and every morning, every afternoon, every night, if only you know to whom you belong, if only you know who is on your side, if only God can open your eyes like Elisha prayed, Lord, open my servant's eyes so that he can see. If only you can see who are around you, you will continue to be strong, continue to build up the body of Christ, continue to excel in the things of God. The more they oppressed. See, oppression is not just a word. It is an action. They were trying to oppress. That means you want to stand up, but they are not allowing you to stand up. You want to stretch, like Pastor Trace said, we need to stretch. You're trying to stretch, but the forces are not allowing you to stretch. In the midst of such limitation, they thrived. And they became strong. They became fierce. They became untouchable. Not untouchable like tribals. They become untouchable. They become threat to the kingdom of darkness. And I pray this morning that we are indeed a threat to the kingdom of darkness. It's not one-time event. Work out your salvation every day. Every day we shall become threat to the demonic kingdom because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. In the book of Numbers chapter 12 verses 1 to 4 we see Moses is leading this band of people from slavery into freedom, and his ministry is thriving, the ministry of leading them to the promised land to embrace and experience God's freedom, God's blessing is increasing, he's thriving, he's moving forward in the midst of all limitation. Suddenly two people rise up against him to suffocate him. Is Moses the only one the Lord is speaking to? I am also a prophet. I am also a bishop. And God heard. It was not someone from outside. It is within. It was Miriam. It was Aaron. His ministry is going smooth and steadily. The man is putting up with so much of issues. There comes an intimidating force of the darkness to discourage him and to break him. The people grumbled against him. They tried to stop him leading them to the promised land. They said, we want to go back, we want to go back, we want to go back. What is the reason that you want to go back? Why did God take all those initiatives to bring you out of your bondage? It's a fear of freedom. It is a fear of freedom. If you walk into your freedom, you may have to get rid of all the junk that you've been carrying. I don't want to. I enjoy my cucumber, my salad, my garlic, my leek, and whatever. I enjoy that better than steak. That was their story. We remember the good old days. Hey, God came down from heaven. I have come probably 10,000 miles distant, but God has come down from heaven. No one has measured the distance to heaven. God has come and he's working. The Bible says, whole night, God pushed the waters. Can you remember? Can you imagine? Whole night, God is working so that you can walk safe. But you are here saying, I wish I was back in there. I wish I was back in there. People grumbled. They wanted to go back because of the fear of freedom. Now, new life, I have to act new. Now I have a new freedom. I have to be someone different. Hey, just be who you are, but be with God. I remember hearing a story of my pastor saying, it was Finney or Moody, one of those preachers who went to the town and preached, gave an altar call. And there is this woman who came at the last day of the meeting and said, sir, I'm being so convinced and convicted that I need to come and give my life to Jesus. But I'm afraid I can't do that because I'm a nightclub dancer. If I accept Jesus, as I hear from other people, I have to live all those life. I'm afraid of what I'm going to do once I receive Jesus Christ and leave my job. So the preacher happened to tell her, don't worry about your career. Just take Jesus with you home. She gave her life to Jesus, went home, she slept. Next day morning, she did not have the desire to go back to her dancing career. Next morning, she did not have any inclination, any thought. She changed the entire wardrobe, she changed the entire home. She became a new dance teacher in her local community to teach children a good and clean dance. After many years, the preacher came back to the town and she went and testified. And the preacher asked, how is your dance business going? Not realizing this woman is transformed. And the woman testified, the night I went and I slept, in the morning, I was a new creation. I was a new creation. I couldn't go back. I couldn't go back. It's a fear of freedom that kept people in bondage. This morning, I'm here to encourage you, whatever that is causing you to stay back in your oppressed, depressed moment, come out and embrace the freedom that the Spirit of God wants to pour it upon your life this morning. On the thirsty, I will pour my water. Not just on the thirsty, on your descendant. Once you receive that unctioning, once you receive that download, once you receive that endorsement, once you receive that empowerment, your life would impact those who are around you. We're all very famous in making barbecues in the back garden. We take one live coal and hundreds of dead coal, right? Is that so? We have one light and live amber, a fire, and all the other charcoals are dead. So you take that one live fiery coal and put it with the dead coal, everything will catch fire. And that's what Jesus is talking about. That is the anointing that you and I carry. Wherever you go, you light up the presence of God. Wherever you go, you bring the presence of God. All the dead stuff around you will have to come in contact with the presence and the power that you and I are carrying. But today, sadly, it's other way around. You go in there, you become a charcoal rather than they becoming the firebrand. You become a charcoal with all of them identifying you are one among them. The Spirit of God has set us free that we may thrive for his purpose. In the book of Job, we read, Job had a similar experience. God had blessed him beyond. God had given him everything he wanted. Finally, God himself exposes him for certain things. And when the demonic forces are unleashed against him, try to suffocate, try to suppress, try to intimidate, took away everything that he enjoyed in his life. He came to ground zero. What was his confession? Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Though he slay me, reduce me to rubble, disassemble me, yet I will trust in him because I know my Redeemer liveth. Because I know my Redeemer lives. And because he lives, no matter how big the oppression is, I can face tomorrow. Oh, praise be to his holy name. He was intimidated, he was oppressed, he was decommissioned from everything, yet he knew, in God, I can grow. In God, I can thrive. You remember Abraham, when God said, Abraham, you got to offer your only son. God, after 99 years, you have given me a blessing and you want to take it away? No questions asked when God is in equation. He was willing, he was more than willing to offer to God. You know why? In 99, if God can give him a son, when all his physical faculties are dead, scientifically, biologically, chemically, medicinally, everything is dead in his life. If God could give him son when everything is switched off, nothing stops God bringing him back from the altar of sacrifice. That was his faith. God, I'm willing to offer to you because I know the more I'm oppressed, I'm coming out jubilant. I'm coming out celebrating the goodness of God. Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. The children of God here in the book of Exodus, they were oppressed. It says, but the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. This morning, the Spirit of God wants us to multiply and spread in all that God has given to you. If God has given you 5 talents, just multiply. The enemy is trying to suffocate. The enemy is trying to undermine. He is causing you to not sow because of the fear of loss. This morning, hear the word of the Lord. The more they oppressed, they multiplied. Not just multiplied, they took territories. They spread. They enlarged. God enlarged their coast. God expanded their vision and their business and mission and their families. And they become threat to the enemy's kingdom. I know we are here as God's people, called, anointed, appointed, set apart. We are the threat to the demonic forces. We will continue to excel in that. House of God is our gym. We work our spiritual muscles here and go back and overcome every arrows of the evil one. The more we are oppressed, we shall thrive and multiply and spread. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. For 430 years they lived in slavery. Can you imagine what kind of mentality they would have had for 430 years? I'm sure Pastor Trey would have mentioned so much and so many testimonies about India, right? Now, when we are going from here back to England, we will be only talking about United States. Is that the story? Is that the testimony of all of you? When you go to your holiday destination, when you come back, all the pictures, selfies, food, everything, you're only talking about your holiday place, right? Just imagine, just for being 1 week in one place, we can't stop talking about that place, right? If somebody lived there for 430 years, generations after generation, what would they be talking about? They would be talking about all that they experienced under the oppressing power of the Egypt. Their whole DNA is pain, aches, all those negative things. That's what they would have been saying and saying and saying. In that situation, now when you've been oppressed even more, you don't want to live but to die. But my God is faithful, as we sang this morning. He is faithful to his promises. He said, I'm going to bring you out no matter what. No matter what, I will bring you out. And God was working salvation for them. God was working salvation for them. The enemy smelled the deliverance that was about to happen. He smelled that you were going to experience your freedom, your healing, your liberty, your relationship being restored. And therefore, he did not want you to embrace what God has. Therefore, he brings a sense of fear now. Oh my God, I don't want to go. My God is bigger than every forces. He's on the throne. He said, behold, I was dead. The grave thought it can keep me bound. Even in the grave, I am the Lord. Even in the grave, I am the Lord. The grave could not hold him captive. He rose and he said, behold, I was dead, but I'm alive. Not just for a season, but forevermore. And therefore, you have hope this morning. Therefore, I have hope this morning. Enemy may come from four angles, but my God will come from above. His wind. Have you seen the helicopters when they just come? Everything else will give way for the force of the fan. My God would just descend upon us to give us that freedom. Oh, hallelujah. I love my Jesus so much. I love my God so much because he's so mindful of. There's another woman whose name was Hannah in the Bible. In the book of Samuel, we read she was oppressed. She was depressed. She was intimidated because she was not able to produce or fulfill her motherhood as a woman created in the image of God. Her co-sister, or Peninnah, she kept on nagging her. Oh, you say you're a Christian, you got nothing to show. You say you're a wife, you got nothing to show. Look, I'm a new one. I'm just coming to the scene last year, but now I'm already 6 months pregnant. You got nothing to show. Can you imagine? The Bible says Elkanah loved his wife. And he went on to say over and over, am I not better than the 10 sons? Which means his love for her was unexpressible. He loved her so much, but she was not able to experience the fullness of her identity as a woman. This morning, if there's anyone who you're not able to experience the fullness of who you are in Christ, this is your day. This is your moment. Just reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Only he can make things. Only he can change you. Only he can turn things around. Only he can give you a testimony, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Hannah was oppressed. The more she was oppressed, the Bible clearly tells us, I've been meditating on it for a while now, year after year she went to Shiloh. Year after year she went to Shiloh. Even though she's got nothing to offer, nothing to show, nothing to enjoy, nothing to sing, nothing to testify, still she believed in her God. The more she was oppressed in the family circle, in the community, or in her own self, more she was oppressed, she was able to trust in God and say, God, you got to do something about this. Year after year, she went to Shiloh to worship God. If I was there in the place of Hannah, or you were there in the place of Hannah, you would say, I've been praying for so long, nothing has happened. I would rather quit. We will take it easy, right? Maybe next time I will come. Maybe next deliverance meeting. Maybe next Bible study. Maybe next meeting I will show up. We get disillusioned and discouraged. But Hannah kept on in her faith in her God. She did not quit. She went back to God year after year, year after year. The enemy tried to suffocate her, oppress her, make her feel as though she is not wanted. But she knew her purpose. She knew her God. And that is the key for my victory and your victory this morning. The key to our success and our victory, our thrive, our growth, our strength, do you know your God? These individuals knew their God. She went to Shiloh and she wept in the presence of the Lord and she made transaction with God. That's another subject. I'm not going into that one. She kept trusting God and she never gave up her trust, her hope, her fight for what God had for her. There's another man in the Bible, his name is Jacob. Genesis chapter 31, verse 22, 33, and 42. He is on his way to have a different life, have a life of independency. He goes to Laban, his uncle's house. He works there for two women for 14 years. And then he continued to work extra to make some extra money. The Bible clearly tells us Laban oppressed him 10 times, changing his pay 10 times. And Jacob said, 20 years I've been working for you. I've been oppressed under your leadership. I've been controlled. I've been manipulated. You told me 7 years for this one, but you gave me a different one. And I still have to work for another 7 years to get what I wanted. So every time he wanted to have a breakthrough, he was oppressed. Jacob was oppressed. The more he was oppressed, if you read your Bible, it says, Jacob kept increasing. Hallelujah. Jacob kept increasing in the things of God because he knew who his God was. On his way to his uncle, he meets God at a place called Bethel. God intercepts his journey. Oh, Lord, I thank you. This morning, God is going to intercept some people's journey. He's on his way to make his life, and he comes to a place, and he's tired. The sun has set. He can't move another inch. Is there anybody who feels I can't move any further? Is there anyone who feels spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, relationally, I'm not able to move forward. I'm stuck here. Well, that may be a time God is intercepting you to get your attention. Here, Jacob comes. He can't move another inch or another mile because the sun has set. Now he's by default meant to take rest, and he lies down and he gets a stone and he keeps it under his head as a pillow. How desperate this man must be to take a stone and make it a pillow. Even the most comfortable beds and pillows, we still complain it's too hard, right? You stay in a big hotels and you see, oh, the bed was too bad and my back is aching, my neck is sprained. But this guy was so desperate, he didn't care. He just took the stone and he lies down, not realizing that is where God wanted him to lie down. Sometimes you come to a tight spot and there you meet your God. We've been to many variety of missions and ministries. Many testimonies of the people is that I was given an opportunity to believe in Jesus, but I ignored it for such a long time. But now I am in a deathbed. I am in a place where I don't know whether I would live tomorrow. Now it is too late for me, but nevertheless, I have hope to receive Jesus Christ. Here, Jacob has been intercepted in his journey, and God gets his attention, and God tells him, I'm going to bless you. The beauty of this, his experience is this. He saw heaven open. And there was a ladder. And God was standing on the top, just looking at this strange man who has come to his house to sleep for a night. It was God's Airbnb. God's Airbnb. He's got a ladder. He can go to the attic. God is standing on the top. And here is the man, strange man, has come for the night and checked into God's place called Bethel. Probably he may have complained, Lord, your bed is too hard for me. Then he saw angels ascending and descending. It's not descending and ascending, but they are going from down to up, which means they were already present in the place where Jacob lay his head. Wherever God takes you and makes you lie down for a moment or sits you in a moment, remember that God is already present there. He's already present there to touch your life and give you a perspective, give you a hope, give you a future, give you an encounter. The angels of the Lord were taking information from him to God and say, God, here is a man that you were talking about the other day in the forum, in the heavenly presbytery. Here is the man that you're talking about. And God was sending angels back. Go and influence his life. Give him hope. Give him new ideas. Give him the vision. When he wakes up, then he says, this is surely the house of God. I did not realize. It was not a church. It was on his way to, it was like somewhere like a roadside. It was on his journey. God holds everything under his care. Everything belongs to him. You can meet God anywhere you are. If only you are sensitive to his voice and his presence. And God gives him his revelation and say, I'm going to bless you wherever you go. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to make my promises good. And Jacob kept that word in his mind. More he was oppressed, he knew who his God was. More he was oppressed, he knew who called him. More he was oppressed, he knew what is his mandate and his mission and his vision. This morning, if only you know who you are and whose you are, no matter how the enemy tried to suffocate and oppress and depress you, you will come out and you will thrive. 20 years, Jacob suffocated under the oppression of Laban. He thrived. We see another man, David. God anoints him, and God uses him to demonstrate that God is with him. But King Saul kept oppressing him. He kept on oppressing, kept on oppressing. The more David was oppressed, the more favorable he was becoming. He was getting stronger, strategic, stronger, strategic, stronger, hopeful, faithful to God. At the face of the enemy's arrow, he was still thriving, increasing, multiplying, taking territory, because he knew God had called him. This morning, be encouraged. You're not here by accident. You are here by divine appointment. It is all written way before the foundation of the world was laid. And we are here in his presence just to receive from him all that he has. I don't know how you've been suffocated, in what you've been suffocated. We all look beautiful outside, but inside, only he knows it. Only he knows it. That's what he told Samuel. Samuel, you look at outward appearance, but I'm God who sees the heart of everyone. And I've come to give each one what they need. The more you're oppressed, the more you will increase from this day forth. The more you're suffocated, you'll continue to multiply in the things of God from this day forth. There's another greatest example in the Bible, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He came with a mandate. He said, I did not come on my own. I've come here on a mission. I know who has sent me. I'm here to do his will. But he was suffocated. He was oppressed. He was accused. He was blasphemed. He was pushed out. He was thrown out. He felt so marginalized, but he kept on going. He kept on going. He kept on going because he knew who has sent him and the purpose why he was on this planet Earth. Opposition kept increasing from the day one he was born. From the day one he was born, the opposition smelled that he is here for a greater work, and therefore they tried to suffocate, oppress. I'm here to tell you, some of us are in that dimension. From the day one you were conceived, many would have said you are unwanted. Many would have said, no need for you here. Many would have said, you amount to nothing. From the day one Jesus was born, the demonic forces, the enmity, the political hierarchy, everything tried to stifle and stop Jesus fulfilling the mandate of the Father. But he kept on growing, kept on increasing, kept on touching lives, kept on moving from place to place, from stage to stage. There came a time he did not want to get confronted, but he left the city and went to another city because he knew he had to do what he had to do. Jesus, in the midst of all suffocation, he thrived and increased. Finally, the apostles. They had a mandate, they had a mission, but they were suffocated too. But if you look at today, what those 12 people, those 12 individuals, when they were suffocated, when they were struggled, when they were persecuted, when they were imprisoned, what they did 2,000 years ago, you and I are the result of it. You and I are the result of it. The kings and kingdom try to suffocate, oppress and depress and get rid of it, but we are increasing. The fastest growing religion in the world, not Islam, my friend. It is Christianity still. The census and data, we do not believe the lies of the devil. We don't believe the report of the evil one. We believe the report of the Lord. Amen? We believe the report of the Lord. The fastest growing Christianity is Pentecostalism all across the globe. All across the globe. We are thriving. They are trying to suffocate. They are trying to stifle. They are trying to limit. But we are still growing. We are still growing. The apostles kept growing, kept growing, kept growing. Until the Lord returns, we will be growing. Hallelujah. We will be growing. If they shut down one church, that one church can become 10 cell groups. If they shut down one church, that one church can become 100 cell groups. 10 people in a cell can bring the presence of God to the community. Jesus said, where two or three, that's more than enough for me to show up and manifest, heal the sick, and give them their breakthrough. And that could touch your neighbor. That could touch your community. One church can become 20 churches. Now the enemy is scared of it. That's exactly what Pharaoh said to his attendant. He said, if they become too numerous, we may lose it. Well, I'm here to tell you, we are becoming numerous for the purpose of the kingdom of God. The enemy is going down, buddy. We are moving forward. We are moving forward. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The spirit of opposition, the spirit of limitation, the spirit of stagnantism no longer be our portion. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news, not bad news. He has anointed me to preach the good news. What is that good news? This is the day of your salvation. Walk into your liberty, into your freedom. Your brokenness been healed in Jesus' name. Isaiah said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news to who? To the poor. I don't know how rich we are, but we are still learning. That shows that we are still need him. We still need him. Nicodemus came to Jesus. Nicodemus happened to be one of the greatest teachers of the word of the Lord. Jesus calls him, you are the teacher of the law. In order for anyone to be in the place of Nicodemus, he has to be someone big. He had to be a big gun. He must be learned well. He must be recognized among their own clan, among their own people. He must have a great influence. Everybody look to him because he's going to teach the Torah to those who come to his school. He must be thorough in the word of God. But that tells us it's not what you know, it's who you know. He came to Jesus in the night. Oh God, I am having some doubt. This morning, my prayer is this, Lord, it's not what I know. It is who I know. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. It is he who has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, those who still need him, those who still long for the righteousness of God, those who are still longing for divine deposit, divine influence, his endorsement, his whisper, his counsel. Those who are still waiting for God to take hold of your hand, lead you triumphantly in the path of righteousness. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor and to set the captives free and to heal the brokenhearted. Don't break hearts. Today many mission and ministries are breaking hearts, but God has called us with a mission to cause people to multiply and enlarge in their suffocation. You're called, you're anointed for a purpose. You're anointed for a purpose to heal the brokenhearted. After 430 years of slavery, God anointed one man by name Moses. He said, Moses, you go, set the captives free. Bring them out. Give them hope. Give them vision. Tell them I prepared a great meal for them. My land is flowing with milk and honey. He can come and eat all that he needs. It's his heaven-made buffet. All you can eat, as long as you want to eat. His restaurant does not have 24 hours. It is open all day, all life long. Only these restaurants have 10 o'clock closing down. He has prepared a table for you in the presence of all your enemy. He said, come, bring them in, that they may continue to receive strength and multiply. Receive strength and multiply. Even though they were in slavery, they had a slave mentality, they still had one hope. They said, where is God who said he was going to come? Where is God who said he was going to come? They still carried that momentum, that vision. This morning, I'm here to encourage you. Carry that seed that has been sown into you. Let not that seed die. Fan the flame. Keep burning brighter. this morning the Lord is calling us to His presence. In the midst of all your oppression, you will multiply and take territory. Is there anyone this morning, this afternoon hour? Shall we all rise together? I will stand together this afternoon and bring our limitations before God. I don't know what you've been suffocated of, how you've been oppressed of, whatever it is. All those things that has got a negative connotation, it is not of God. Where the Spirit of God, there is liberty. If you've been oppressed because of your physical situation, your sickness, your ailment, your weakness, you will come out of it. For the Lord has sent His word. The Bible says He sent His word to heal every disease. He sent His word to bring us out of our bondage, our limitation. He sent His word to give us hope. He sent His word to give you a testimony. You are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Therefore, He will unleash any agent He wants to unleash. But you will multiply. You will enlarge. You will excel. It is not a prosperity teaching, but it is a teaching of the Word of God. You will multiply in the things of God. When you put God's kingdom first, everything else will be added to you. Everything else will be added to you. You will increase in the things of God. Prosperity is part of God's blessing. If He blesses you with that, just enjoy it. But don't run after it. Run after Jesus. Run after Jesus. Run after Jesus. He will cause all His goodness to abound. When Moses said, "Lord, show me your face," God said, "No, I will not show. I will cause my goodness. I will cause my goodness to go before you. I will not show you my face. I will cause what peace is. I will show you what love is. I will show you what fellowship is. I will show you what mercy is." All of them are the goodness of God. The Bible says He caused His goodness to go before Moses. This afternoon, Lord, cause Your goodness to go before me, that I may multiply in the things of God, that I may multiply and grow and thrive, excel and touch lives. Let's close our eyes. It's between you and God this morning, this afternoon. We have come to the house of God to see Him. He knows your frailty. He knows your limitation. He has heard your questions. He has heard your heartbeat. Many, many times you felt like quitting, but never had the courage to quit. You know why? The Lord always intercepted you. The Lord always intercepted and gave you a purpose so that you could move forward. Thank you, Jesus. God gave you a hope and purpose, a determination. And He said to you, "I am the Lord." While you're running after so many things, it is I you need to seek me. It is I that has brought you so far. It's not your skill, not your ability. It's not your influence. It is not your neighbors. It is not anybody. I use them as a secondary consequences. It is I. I am the Lord. I'm faithful. In Him there is no shadow of turning away, my friends. The more you're oppressed, from this day forth, I declare you will multiply. The more you're suffocated, I declare you will thrive and you'll expand, so that you will become the testimony for the goodness of God. Testimony unto the things of God. If there's anyone this afternoon who say, "Lord, I've been oppressed, but I couldn't share with anybody. I've been battling my own oppression in my own closet, in my own room, in my own thinking, in my own driving time. Lord, thank you for ministering to me this afternoon. Lord, take away that yoke, that shackle, that burden. If there's anyone this afternoon who would want God to do that for you, I'll just come forward. I'm just going to pray with you. It is your deliverance, not anybody else's. It is my deliverance, not anybody else's. I'm not going to do anything. It's God who's going to do it. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. It is not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Being in the area, being in the space, being in the atmosphere of limitation has destroyed your confidence, has undermined your identity, taken away the joy of the Lord. Jesus, thank you, God. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you. Mighty God, mighty King, mighty Deliverer, we are in awe of your presence, O God. You have come that we might continue to experience the freedom that you have purchased on the cross of Calvary, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every oppression, every voice of oppression, every atmosphere of oppression, Lord, that every arrows and the forces that have been aimed, oh God, be broken, for it is you who care for her. Every lies of the devil be exposed, be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the truth of Jesus alone make difference in her life. Set your daughter free, O God. This day she will multiply in the things of God, excel in the things of God, grow in the things of God, and she be a testimony for the goodness of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the step of faith for your people. Lord, they are before your presence. They are taking a step of faith this morning just to seek you and you alone. God, you know it all. The crossroads of life. The crossroads of life. Lord, been there in so many times, not knowing which way to turn to. Oh God, this day, Lord, we look to you, God, for your Son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Every demonic force that has been unleashed against this brother, the spirit of intimidation, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of loss. Oh, God. Every fear of abnormality, every fear, oh, God, that the evil is always whispering, we break its power in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have not given him the spirit of fear, but of love, but of joy, but of sound mind. We speak in your house over this man's life, that his life would never be the same again, O God. Thank you, for the shackles are broken. The power of oppression has been dismantled. Your love has filled him, O God. Lord, every request is laid at the altar, of God. Yes. You will answer from Zion that he will have a testimony, of God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Thank you, God. So much of a desire. So much of desire to do so many things, but always stumbled. Always intercepted. God, always caused me, confusion have been causing so many damages. Lord, breathe upon him the breath of life. Breathe upon him, O God, the breath of life. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak, you said to your disciple. Father, I pray that every entanglement be broken, shackles be broken, walls come down in Jesus' name. The voices of chaos and confusion, doubt, limitation be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak life, purpose, Lord. purpose to your son. Lord, he will sing your praises. He will sing your praises, oh God. Lord, every loss that he has gone through, today we speak that he will multiply in the things of God. Restore him, oh God. Years that the locusts have eaten, we speak, Lord, you will restore. You will bring back the sunshine in his life. Bring back that hope in his life. Bring back that confidence in his life. Oh God, I thank you. Those who said, you amount to nothing. Lord, I pray in the presence of all the enemies, you prepare a table for him, O God. You prepare a table for him, O God. You prepare a table for him, O God. Oh God, breathe. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will bring healing. Bring healing to every brokenness. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be my God, my King, my Deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. Faithful God, as your Son kneels before you, Lord, let it not just be the act, but be in total surrender to your will. In total surrender to your authority, O God. In total surrender to your power. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon him. Take away, Lord, that every doubt, every conflict of interest. Lord, I speak that he would hear the voice of the Lord that would say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Oh God, every decision that he want to make for your purpose, Lord, God, that he will be able to stay with that decision. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Shackles be broken. Shackles be broken. Every hidden agenda of the devil to steal and to kill and to destroy be exposed and be burnt, destroyed completely by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, you said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. And I speak the fullness into this brother, O God. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Oh, Spirit of God, breathe the breath of life. The breath of life. Thank you, God. Your name be praised. Jesus, thank you, God. Every suffocation, oh God. Emotional. Jesus. Every emotional disturbance. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bring healing to her mind. Bring healing to your daughter, oh God. Broken over and over again. Broken over and over. Able to stand, trying to stand, not able to hold on to. Constantly struggling, wanting to be stronger each day. Want to be a blessing. Longing for a change. Lord, I pray that your hand would rest upon her. Every barrier be broken, O God. Every barrier be broken. Every stronghold be gone. Every stronghold be gone. Let there be freedom in her spirit, O God. Father, you said, I have come that you might have life. And I speak to your daughter. Every fear be gone. Every hopelessness gone. Every despair gone. Right now, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God will just renew her strength and confidence. Give her hope, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Mighty God. Mighty God, I pray for dear brother. Thank you, God, that he's here, standing in your presence, for God to do something new, to experience something new. Lord, the enemy has robbed and stolen and taken away all that you had for this dear man. But Lord, in your presence there is fullness. In your presence there is no lack. And therefore I pray, God, give your son, Lord, your very presence more than anything else. More than anything else, Lord. When you are with him, Lord, you will make all things beautiful. You will bring everything to alignment. You will bring everything to hopeful future. You will bring restoration. You will bring forgiveness. You'll bring joy. You'll bring health. You'll bring purpose. And I speak it all over this man's life. Lord, our dear brother of God, taking a step of faith to seek your face. Lord, I pray that there shall be testimony. And we speak life, life full to him. Heal him. Every hurt shall be healed. Every brokenness be healed. Every betrayal be healed. Every unforgiveness be healed. Father, bless him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. There is hope in you, God. And you said, those who come to me, I'll never cast them away. Lord, time after time, there's a deep desire. There's a deep, deep desire in the life of your son, oh God, to draw close to you, to do only your will. Father, I pray, God, make way where there seems to be no way, that he, oh God, he will tell of your goodness. He will tell of your goodness, Lord. Thank you, God. Take away every sense of fear. Take away every sense of, Lord, confusion and doubt. Help him, oh God, to take a step of faith and to move into the territory that you want him to. So that, God, that he would know, even if he's oppressed, he would know, just like Job said, I know in whom I have believed. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. For he will say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Father, this day into your hand I commit this son, your son, oh God. Doors begin to open. Shackles gone. Yokes broken. Peace come. Confidence come. Joy and strength and courage, hope come into him, oh God. Thank you, faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Mighty deliverer. Lord, we thank you. Hannah trusted in you, God. Here is a woman standing in the gap for her son. Lord, I pray the healing will quickly come. His soul, his body, his mind, his spirit, his memory, his confidence will be restored to normality, O God. Give this mother hope, O God. Give her, Lord, that joy, that confidence. Lord, that... Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you will refresh her, O God. You will refresh her spirit this evening, this afternoon. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You are God who hears us and you answer us from Zion. Lord, this day we know that we have met with you. You are God. In you there is no shadow of turning away. Mighty God, mighty King, mighty Deliverer, we continue to pray for all these wonderful people in your presence. Lord, you know their needs. Some can be shareable, some can be speakable or spoken. There are so many unspeakable needs in this house, Lord. There's so many unspeakable needs in the hearts of your people. Father, send forth your mercy, your grace, your compassion. Send forth your help for your people, O God. This day they would remember and they would testify, it is good. I came to meet with God. Father God, turn things around for them. Bring back the sunshine in their life. Give hope where there's no hope, Lord. Heal every brokenness, oh God. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. Lord, I speak as your servant that your people be healed in Jesus' name. May your blessing rest upon this congregation. Bless the minister and his family. Bless all those support him in the leadership forum. Bless all the well-wishers and networking partners, oh God. Lord, your peace will rest upon them. Thank you for this place. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to us. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, power, and majesty and exaltation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 115, verse 14 says, the Lord will increase you more and more. You, listen to this now, and your children. Some of those unspoken needs in this place today is for your children and for your grandchildren. And the promise expands beyond you to your loved ones. Receive that today, that God will give you increase in every area of your life and in your families. And I'll leave you with this today. As we've been talking some trash this week about you going down, buddy, I leave you with this today. You're going up, buddy. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys.